Boker Tov. Regarding Motzai Shabbat, that is going to be Purim, so it's a question, what do you do with the Havdalah? There are different customs, that basically the custom of the Sephardim is to divide the Havdalah into two sections. Because anyway, every Motzai Shabbat, a person would be allowed, officially speaking, let's imagine Shabbat is over at 7 o'clock, let's say. So you could say Havdalah on wine at 7. At 8, you get Besamim, you could say Besamim at 8. Bore Moreh HaEsh at 9. Officially speaking, it doesn't have to be together. Every Motzai Shabbat, that's the halacha. But the best is, that's the way we do it, that you say Boreh HaGefen first, Boreh Moreh HaEsh second, and I'm sorry, Boreh Mineh Besamim second, Boreh Moreh HaEsh third, and then Hamavdim HaGodesh Lechol at the end. But the idea is, the Motzai Shabbat that is going to be Purim, so being that a person on the one hand, you have to do Havdalah, on the other hand, at this moment, you haven't yet finished the entire tefillah, which means you're going to do Kiryat HaMegillah right after Arvit, the Shemoneh Esrei of Arvit. You say Veinoam and Vata Gadosh, and then you say Boreh Moreh HaEsh. You bring the matches, you turn on the Havdalah candle, and you say Boreh Moreh HaEsh right there. For what? Because of the fact that you're going to be benefiting for the next 45 minutes, let's say, by reading Kiryat HaMegillah, doing Kiryat HaMegillah, so you don't want to do Boreh Moreh HaEsh, which is benefiting from the light without saying Boreh Moreh HaEsh. So you say that first, and then the rest of the Havdalah is going to be done after Tefillat HaArvit is over. Let's say, however, as we know, the wife and the kids, let's say, remain at home till the husband comes home, and then there would be a time for the husband to be able to do the Havdalah at home, and then the wife comes to listen to Kiryat HaMegillah. This time the husband keeps the children busy, watching over the kids that cannot come to the synagogue. So what do you do with Havdalah for the ladies? So the husband in the synagogue was Yotze Boreh Moreh HaEsh. He should be Yotze, because he's also listening and looking along from, let's say, the Chumashim. I'm going to get to if a person, let's say, has written Megillah hopefully later. But what's the idea of Havdalah? So the husband goes home. He should really say Havdalah. He shouldn't be Yotze the rest of the Havdalah in the synagogue. He would say the Havdalah at home. When he would get to Boreh Moreh HaEsh, the wife says Boreh Moreh HaEsh. The husband doesn't say Amen, because he already said Boreh Pri HaGefen and he didn't drink the wine. So the wife could say at that moment, Boreh Moreh HaEsh, the husband doesn't say Amen. So then he continues, and that's it. So let's say they want to do the entire Havdalah in one set, one shot, and the husband drinks the wine. The wife could say Boreh Moreh HaEsh after the husband has drank the wine. That's also second option. And then this time, the husband would be able to answer Amen. Let's say, if the wife doesn't know how to say Boreh Moreh HaEsh, let's say, then the husband would be allowed. He says, "Rashai ha'ish lachzor ulebarech moreh ha'esh lehutzi yad chovata." Then, if the wife doesn't know, or other people who are there, they don't know how to say Boreh Moreh HaEsh, then the husband would be allowed to say it, because it's a birkat hamitzvah, as opposed to birkat hanehenen and birkat shevach. That means, let's say, shechianu is birkat shevach v'hoda'ah, is praise of Hashem. If I was already Yotze, I cannot say it to cover you. Birkat Nehenen. If I'm not eating mezonot, if I'm not eating, if I'm not drinking the orange juice, I cannot say Shehakol to cover you. But Birkat HaMitzvot, even if you are Yotze, and even if I was Yotze, I could.